Hey, it's Jen Thoden, and this is the podcast version of my popular YouTube channel, Your Color Style TV. Now, the video version has some useful and entertaining visuals, so if you want to check that out, go to yourcolorstyletv.com. Hey, I'm Jen Thoden with yourcolorstyle.com, and welcome to Q&A Wednesday. This question this week is, hi Jen, thank you for the opportunity to ask you a question. I had my colors done 11 years ago when I was 49. I was then analyzed as a light, cool summer, soft and muted. I have blue eyes and light pinky toned skin, and my hair was mousy blonde, and I always put streaks in it. I have just turned 60, and she puts tears in parentheses. Do not be upset about turning 60. It's the process of aging. Embrace it. 60, yes. I've just turned 60, and I am still dyeing my hair in ash blonde, but fighting the white, and everything is much lighter, and I'm wondering now if I need the bright colors. I just sent for your color fans, and I sent for a soft and cool, and a bright, cool, and light fan. They have not arrived yet, but I seem to have got myself very confused as to which I now am, now that I've gotten older. I really need your help. Thank you so much in advance. Okay. So the aging process really can screw us up when we're thinking about our coloring, right? Because we tend to keep coloring our hair the way we did 20 years ago, and we're starting to feel like something's a little off. And it's because, well, your coloring is changing. Your natural coloring is making your hair white and gray. And whether we like it or not, that is your natural coloring. Now, you can always keep coloring it. That's completely up to you. It's how you feel about yourself. But if you're naturally going white, if your hair is naturally going white and it was once a mousy blonde, so first of all, based on your description of yourself, I'm going to first say that I agree with the first analysis, okay? The blue eyes, the ashy brown, mousy hair, pink skin does sound like someone who has cool undertones, has soft coloring, and is about medium in depth, okay? So if you were to have ordered a soft and cool color fan, that's not wrong, all right? So don't panic and think that you got the wrong color fan. Now that you're, now you're about 10 years older, right? 11 years older, and you're feeling like you're definitely more dominantly white naturally, here's what I recommend. So first of all, I think that you should stick with the lighter colors. Don't necessarily distress that you ordered the wrong color fan. Here's what I recommend. Because you're still coloring your hair a little bit, and wear those colors that are in the soft and cool color fan and see how you feel about them. My gut tells me that the darker colors are not going to be as flattering on you and may make you feel like you're draining. If you had not got that fan, I would have recommended that you get the bright and cool color fan and stick to the lighter colors. Now, the good news is that in the soft and cool color fan, the colors that are lighter, true, they are more muted than the bright color fan, but not by much. Adding white to a color kind of softens the color anyway, just a little bit, because it takes it away from its pureness. And it's going to be a little softer anyway. So I think that you actually ordered yourself the two fans that will work best. If you're feeling like the colors in the soft and cool color fan still feel a little too muted for you, if you're not feeling it, then I would recommend that you get the bright and cool color fan and stick to the light colors. But the thing is that you said that you actually ordered the bright, cool, and light fan, which is going to have 20 colors just for that coloring. So I think the combination is going to be just fine. For anyone who's struggling with this, when they're starting to go more dominantly white, you're going to want to wear those lighter colors more than the muted colors, even if you're technically softening up. Because now we've kind of tipped the scale and we're going more gray, which might actually drain some of the color out of you. So I would recommend that if you are dominantly gray, you actually want the bright color wheel, the bright color palette, and stick to the lighter colors in that palette. In the color fans, there's a color called C, which is the brightest color of the color fan. And that might be too bright for you because you are more dominantly gray. So just stick to the lighter colors and just avoid the brightest color. So I don't want you to feel like you ordered the wrong fan. If I were to have told you ahead of time, I would have probably recommended the bright and cool fan and stick to the lighter colors. So try what you've got, what you've ordered, and see how it feels. You could also be right in the middle where either one would work really well for you. So I hope that helps. If you're trying to figure out what colors look best on you, there is a quiz out at yourcolorstyle.com. It's absolutely free, and I've customized the quiz to focus specifically on someone who is dominantly gray. So the quiz is for everyone, but there is a section where if you are dominantly gray, there's a special branch of the quiz just for you, so you can figure out what colors work best on you now that your coloring is changing. So I hope that helps.